Junior Bart Arconti makes his way through the student union and prepares for his meeting with the Carolina Recovery Group, as he does most Thursday evenings. Arconti struggled with alcohol and drug addiction since the age of 12. But after attending 8 treatment centers and enrolling at Carolina, Arconti has been free of his addiction for 4 years. Frank Allison, program coordinator for recovery initiatives at UNC Chapel Hill, says most of the students he works with, like Arconti, seek help and support voluntarily.
So they have made a decision on their own that they don't want to live a life that involves substances, whether it's alcohol or other illegal substances.
Allison says though 40% of the Carolina student body does not drink, many students abuse substances as a way to self-medicate.
We have a very competitive campus, so that creates a high anxiety and a high stress environment.
But with all the resources available, Allison says many students are still not taking advantage of the opportunity for recovery.
I think it's a growth area.
Persistence coordinator at the Wellness Center, Aaron Post, says alcohol has an impact on every person's life.
Whether it's having a sibling, a loved one, or themselves, everybody is affected by the misuse or abuse of drugs and alcohol.
For Arconti, knowing he wasn't alone helped him through his recovery. Just 4 years ago, Arconti was intoxicated or under the influence of drugs every day. But today, he focuses his mind on Buddhist studies, his physical fitness, and soothing music. In Chapel Hill, I'm Nicole Gonzalez reporting.